With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Attackers seizing a tanker linked to Israel off the coast of Yemen.
In a third such assault during the Israel-Hamas war, attackers have seized a vessel linked to Israel off the coast of Aden in Yemen. The ship management company Zodiac Maritime, part of Israeli billionaire Eyal Ofer's Zodiac Group, labels the attack on the Central Park tanker a suspected piracy incident. It's not immediately clear who's behind the suspected hijacking. Aden's held by forces allied to Yemen's internationally recognized government and the Saudi-led coalition that's battled Iranian-backed Houthi rebels for years. Zodiac's previously been targeted. In 2021, a drone attack assessed by the U.S. and other Western nations to have been carried out by Iran killed two crew members aboard one of its oil tankers. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
That ceasefire between Israel and Hamas back on track. The militants freeing 17 more hostages, including 14 Israelis, and the first American, a little four-year-old girl with dual Israeli citizenship. Also at srnnews.com, long Thanksgiving weekend about over and millions of Americans heading home. Officials say, so far, very few travel-related problems.
This has been a really smooth Thanksgiving holiday travel period. We haven't had issues related to flight delays. So we've been very fortunate this time, and we're not expecting any other flight delays or cancellations today due to weather.
In Los Angeles, LAX spokeswoman Victoria Spilabotti, and across the nation, officials do say the weather has cooperated for the most part, though parts of the Midwest did get some heavy snow during the evening Saturday. But other than that, forecasters say weather-wise there have been very few, if any, major problems. This is SRN News. A new tally of how many congregations have left the United Methodist Church.
7,286. That's according to officials with the denomination, and they also report more than 5,200 of those left just this year. The issue, of course, is homosexuality. The UMC has been hemorrhaging congregations ever since its leadership decided to embrace same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. Next year, a meeting will be held to work out a formal split in the UMC, but some wonder if it will even be necessary. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Michigan Democrat Governor Gretchen Whitmer signing a package of pro-abortion bills. Reproductive Health Act will repeal regulations aimed at abortion doctors and clinics. It will also ensure students at Michigan public universities and colleges can have access information about abortion. This is SRN News. Flight data recorder from a U.S. Navy spy plane that overshot the runway near Honolulu last week has now been found. Rhonda Rockstra has that story.
The good news comes as the investigation into the cause continues as teams are working on a plan to recover the large plane from the water. The Navy conducted surveys of the plane Thursday to assess the aircraft's structural integrity in the surrounding coral and marine environment, which will aid them in minimizing impact during the removal, although no time frame has been given. There were no injuries to the nine people on board the PA-8 during Monday's accident. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
Diplomats from South Korea, Japan, and China have agreed to revive cooperation among the Asian neighbors and resume their leaders' trilateral summit. But meeting over the weekend, the three ministers still failed to reach an agreement on its timing. More details at srnnews.com.